The U.S. may not have won any gold medal in any shooting competitions in the recent Paris Olympics, but we all know that the U.S. is still the land of guns, and responsible gun owners too. In fact, the handgun sales in the United States are consistent, with new bestsellers topping the chart each month. Do you want to know them? Hey, this is your boy Ted from Line 45, and today I am going to reveal to you the fastest-selling handguns in the U.S. as of August 2024. Or at the time I made this video. Trust me, the ones you'll see here are those you don't really expect at all, so stick around until the end. But first, let me do this quick plug. Hit the like and subscribe button. All those buttons you can see below. I know it feels like a hassle, but those simple clicks mean a lot for my channel. Now, let's get back to the good stuff. Ruger LCP. Ever since its introduction in the market, the lightweight compact pistol of Ruger, or the LCP, has been one popular pocket pistol. Sure, new guns come here and there, but when the dust settles, people still look for the tested and tried quality of the Ruger LCP. Basically, the Ruger LCP appeals to people who simply want a micro-compact gun that they can stow inside their pockets. It's also a top pick for those who are too scared to deal with the recoil of standard 9mm or 45 ACP rounds. This one is just chambered in 380 ACP, so right from the get-go, this is a low-recoil pistol. Concealing it is not a problem, even when wearing light or athletic garments. It's only 5 inches long, 3.6 inches tall, and 0.82 inches wide. In short, it's a compact package. Plus, with the fact that it's less than 10 ounces when unloaded, virtually anyone can carry it all day with zero problems. The only downside is that it only has a capacity of 6 plus 1 rounds, which is not a lot as compared to other micro-compact pistols in the market now. I guess that's the trade-off of getting a gun with a small footprint. Because of its size, don't expect that it's something that people with large hands can't grip conveniently. Fortunately, it has decent grip ergonomics, such as its checkered grip texture that ensures secure handling. In the grand scheme, I do find the LCP as an accurate pistol, but within the close quarter range only. Say, if your target is within 10 yards or less, this pistol would be able to deal with them efficiently. Its sights are fixed, so the risks of snagging upon drawing are minimal. Plus, the double-action-only trigger guarantees that it won't shoot your legs accidentally. Smith & Wesson M&P Shield, EZ. Another fast-selling pistol here in the U.S. is the Smith & Wesson M&P Shield EZ, and it's not difficult to see why. It caters to a lot of people anyway. You can either get in either its 380 ACP or 9mm variant, so it gives you the choice of which type of chambering you are more comfortable with. Both will give you a standard 8 plus 1 round capacity, given that this pistol is just using single column mags. Regardless of which one you choose, it's still undeniable that the Shield EZ is an excellent choice for personal defense. It's small enough for deep concealment, as it's only 6.8 inches long and 4.98 inches tall, with a width of a little over an inch. But this is actually not the most striking feature of the Shield EZ. You see, the reason why it sells a lot is because of its easy-to-rack slide. The EZ on its name is really about its slide. The pistol is designed as an alternative to those who struggle with traditional semi-automatics. It only requires a little force so that you can manipulate the slide, thanks to its lighter recoil springs and optimized slide serrations. Hence, if you have issues with your hand strength, this is the pistol you need. Additionally, the Shield EZ is equipped with grip safety and optional manual thumb safety. The presence of these safeties should remove any worries about accidental discharges while you are carrying it. Its trigger pull is smooth and consistent, with an average of around 5 pounds or so, and this contributes a lot to the pistol's stability and accuracy during follow-ups. And I should mention its high visibility, 3-dot sights. This is a simple sight setup, but it works, so I have no real gripe about it. Sig Sauer P320. The P320 has already found its groove back. Recent sales data shows that Americans are starting to pick this pistol again. Of course, there's nothing new about this gun anymore, but the reputation of the P320 requires no additional flair to begin with. You see, the reason it sells is because of its modularity. This is not the same modularity on other guns where it's only the backstrap that you can swap out. With the P320, you will be able to change parts like its barrel, slide, and grip module so that you can tailor fit the pistol to your needs. This feature of the P320 is due to the fact that its fire control unit can be transferred between grip modules, making the gun extremely versatile. The P320 is also available in different sizes, including compact and full-size models, so this platform really caters to anyone. At the same time, it's also available in multiple calibers, such as 45 ACP, 40 SNW, and 9mm, with the 9mm being the most popular variant. Depending on the configuration, the P320 may hold 15+1 to 17+ rounds on its clips. The stopping power that the P320 offers is more than enough for you to get out of any defensive situation. But hey, you'll really enjoy the P320 more if you take it on the range. Of course, part of the reason why the P320 is a highly sought-after pistol is because of its military background. For those who don't know, the P320 has undergone extensive testing, including military trials, which led to its adoption as the standard-issue sidearm for the U.S. Army under the designation M17. That alone tells that this gun is both accurate and downright reliable. Glock 21 Gen 5. The Glock 21 is proof that the 45 ACP market isn't stale or dead at all. As you can see, it's one of the fastest-selling handguns in the U.S. right now, even ousting its more popular Austrian cousins like the Glock 19 or 17. Well, the Glock 21 deserves to be on this spot. It's reliable, powerful, and boasts some decent capacity. For a 45 ACP handgun, this one holds up to 13+1 round capacity, which is something that its rivals can't compete with. Yeah, it's a full-size gun, but not all full-size 45 ACP pistols hold such robust stopping power. Hence, this is an ideal gun for duty or home defense use. By the way, the Glock 21 is 8 inches long, 5.51 inches tall, and about 1.38 inches wide. When unloaded, it should be around 38 ounces, which is quite hefty for a polymer-framed pistol, but this helps in taming the usual recoil that comes with shooting 45 ACP rounds. Since it's already in its Gen 5 configuration, you can expect that it's better than its previous generations. The inclusion of the Marksman barrel has improved its accuracy by a notch, due to the barrel having a better rifling and tighter barrel crown. This, alongside the inherent boring reliability of Glock, allows the Glock 21 to attain sub-2-inch groups at 25 yards. Plus, I can't help but commend the smoother and crisper trigger pull of the Glock 21. Yeah, it's still a Glock striker-fired trigger, but it feels a lot better than the previous triggers used for the pistol. Of course, there are no more finger grooves, so you can customize its grip the way you want it. It also has an ambidextrous slide-stop lever, which means that this pistol can cater to a lot of people. Kanik TTI Combat. The first on our list is none other than the Kanik TTI Combat. Ever since it was introduced in the SHOT Show 2024, this gun has been making waves, effectively superseding the popularity of even other Kanik pistols, such as the SFX Rival. Well, that can't be blamed, though. Right from the get-go, the TTI Combat arrives with a perfect blend of performance and tactical enhancements, but with a price that doesn't even go beyond $1,000. So yes, this is a competition-ready gun, and Kanik and Terran Tactical Innovations got this gun to appeal to both normal and competitive shooters. At the range, its accuracy is very good, and one that works efficiently regardless of the type of ammo you load on it. This pistol features a match-grade 4.6-inch barrel. This one has a notable black finish and spiral fluting. Interestingly, its muzzle is machined with receptor grooves and a single port so that it can cater to its dual-port steel compensator, which is one of its defining features. Both the compensator and ported barrel are originally designed by Kanik to reduce the muzzle rise of the pistol during recoil. The sights on the top are composed of a green fiber optic front and a black serrated rear. This sight setup gives a nice and familiar sight picture, especially for competitive shooters. Its nitrided alloy steel slide is also cut for optics, and this one can accept the likes of Trigicon SRO and Shield RMSC, which is the red dot I have for my own TTI combat pistol. What is so impressive about the mounting system of this new Kanik gun is that the plates used are thin but deeply cut, so when you attach optics to them, they sit a lot lower on the slide, which means they can co-witness with the existing iron sights. By the way, this Kanik pistol uses full-size Kanik TP9 pattern mags, Each has a standard capacity of 18 rounds. It does come with extended base plates that add 3 more 9mm rounds to the pistol. The frame has a dust cover where its Picatinny rail is embedded, so feel free to toss some accessories on it. This frame is designed by Taron Butler himself, and while it looks like the frame of SFX Rival, it's an entirely different breed. It has a more contoured grip that allows for a more natural hand fit, and it's also modular in the sense that you can change its backstrap to whatever fits your grip profile. Additionally, the frame now includes aggressive stippling patterns for improved texture and grip stability, even in wet or slippery conditions.